Okay, there goes. For the new families that's on this, we do record our town halls so that we could put it on our school app, which you will be able to get on once Ms. Lipsky talks about it. Is that okay?
No, it's okay.
Okay. So for those who have school connects, School Connects was sold to a company and it's called Snap Connects now. If you have it on your phone, you'll see that it's changed, the icon has changed. So before I get going, I'm going to introduce you to, Okay, thanks, Ms. Lipsky. She reminded me I have to introduce myself. Marie! I miss you so much. Okay, I am May. May Wong Lee, the principal of the school. Oh, I'm trying to get in front of the camera. My computer screen fell. So I have Ms. Lipsky. Ms. Lipsky, can you wave? She's the assistant principal. She does all the Zoom links and everything. I have Ms. Nina. Ms. Nina, wave. Okay, when you call PS42, she's the one that answers. I was told she sounds like a reporter. Lovely, lovely voice. I have Ms. Jane. Ms. Jane, raise your hand. Okay, that's the other lovely voice when you call PS42. They sound much nicer than me. When I answer the phone, I sound like a man. Anyhow, I have Ms. Rowena Lee. Raise your hand. She does audio recording and she's part of my instructional administrative team. She's test coordinator. She handles all forms of testing, state tests, ENL, the NYSIS lab. So, if you have any questions, we would refer you to her when it comes to test scores, but she also handles a lot of the administrative work. I have here Ms. Huiling Chen. She supports me with translation, but she's also the IEP coordinator. So if your child needs any form of services, she's the one that stays on top of it. And she keeps us in compliance. I have more people to introduce, but I'm going to let Sam. Sam, raise your hand, wave.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, he's our parent coordinator. That's your direct link to me if you can't get to me. If you have the Connect app or you email, he can respond to most of your answers. So Sam, I'm going to let you introduce everybody and I'll continue with the guidance counselor who's on this also and whoever else is on this. Sam, your turn.
刚刚讲话的是我们的校长 May Wong Lee, 他是我们的校长。以后呢副校长呢是 Olga。以后呢还有呢我们的Nina 是我们的秘书。一般打电话呢就是都是他接电话。校长说呢很多人讲呢他的声音有点像那个这个记者，他那个讲话声音很好听。然后还有我们的 Jane 也是我们的秘书，他也是接其中一个接电话的，就是说打电话通常是他们两个会接到电话。后面呢就是Rowena 呢是学校的所有的考试，包括周考啊、英语考试啊、语言测试啊，他都是他负责的。还有就是我们今天的这个会议的录音呢，他都会录下来，他就负责很多这个学校里面的一些主要的事情。后面呢还有慧令呢是我们的这个 IEP 的老师， IEP 就是一对一的那种教学的，他就负责所有的 IEP 的一些的事宜，就是说策划小孩子他是需要哪一种服务啊，哪一类型的这个都有通过他就是他负责的。
Okay, I think I have on here also Rachel, can you wave Rachel? Okay, she's
Hi,
she's our school guidance counselor. We also have a social worker who's not on this, George Leung, but you know, during orientation when we have in-house, I'll try to get them to run into the classrooms. So I'm going to get rolling. Some updates about me personally. I know at the end of the year, I shared that I had a reoccurrence of cancer again. I had surgery in July. I was hoping to be midway done with my treatment, but it was quite complicated. So I started treatment 2 weeks ago. The impact it will have on the school, hopefully not much. My treatment starts 7 a.m. I will be in the building probably by 8:00, 8:30. Wednesdays will be a later day. That's when they give me a booster, which is extra radiation, like it's a good deal. I know this is too much information, but I do want you to be aware that I won't be as visible during arrival and dismissal again. And my conversation will be limited. This time it's fairly, the radiation affects my throat. So I'm only on week 2, which means by week 3, 4, and 5, I might not be able to have long conversations, but I can work. So that's part one of my treatment. I get a 3-week break and then I start part 2 of my treatment, but I was assured by my doctors that I can work through it unless I'm really tired. So I have a couch in the office. If I'm really tired, I'll take a nap. So I'm good. Don't worry about me. And I know some of you have been trying to check in, but I'm doing very, very well. I have a great team of doctors taking care of me. So, and I have like a wonderful staff. So I just want to let you know that like I might not be as visible. And with the PTA meetings, I will be there, but at some point, Olga and Rowena will have to take over because I can't talk for long periods. I'm good today, so I can keep going if you have questions. Once again, for my new families, you know, if you're able to and you have questions, just drop it into the chat and I will respond to the questions after I go through my agenda. I'm going to let Sam translate because that was a heck of a lot. Sorry, Sam.
It's okay. 想跟大家讲一下的就是说校长呢他刚刚讲了他那个癌症复发，但是呢他做了手术了以后呢他就要做这个化疗，因为呢这个看医生啊做化疗这个很多事宜呢，他就是说本来应该很早就要开始做化疗了，但是现在呢才做了2个星期，那后面有可能呢以后的会议呢他都会在，但是呢他的会议可能讲话不能时间太长，到时候呢有可能呢就是我们的副校长啊会令啊他们呢就会帮忙，就是说把这个会议主持这个会议以后呢，他的这一个化疗呢就是呢早上7点就做化疗，应该正常情况下呢他8点可以回到学校，但是呢就是我们就是学校的孩子到学校的时间呢可能他没在，但是呢他在办公室里面呢他有那个沙发，如果他很累的时候呢他可以休息一下，大家不用太担心。那星期三呢可能时间他在学校的时间会短一点，会迟一点进来，因为呢他星期三的化疗是医生是说告诉他给他一些增加量的这个方式给他治疗，那现在为止呢还是他的身体状况还是挺好的，他还能支持精神方面也还可以，他的医生团队的对他的照顾呢都非常做得挺好的，所以大家确实不用太担心。但是以后将来可能就是当他做到第4个、第5个星期的时候，他这个化疗可能他人会很累，没办法讲太多的话，如果到时候呢一个，但是呢一个有什么事情呢我们学校的还是会尽量帮忙，而且你可以留言，然后我们可以跟校长慢慢沟通。
Okay, I introduced everybody. Once again, families, actually I got a lot less messages this time asking about school supplies. for the new families on this, please don't purchase anything. We've purchased everything that your child needs to start the school year already. We only ask that you let them pick the backpack they like, send in an empty backpack, and a water bottle, a refillable water bottle. As I shared at the end of the year, each floor has, if not one, two water bottle filler fountain. Does that make sense? So you can send them to school with an empty school bag. We even bought the Kleenex, the Bounty. Like, you don't have to purchase any of that. For my 3K and pre-K, I think the only thing you have to really purchase is the bed sheet for the cot. And if you can't, we'll buy it for you. And maybe a blanket and a pillow. But from kindergarten up, like, we have pencils, like whatever you think your child needs, we have it in the building already. So do not worry. Classroom assignments for 3K, pre-K, and kindergarten. We will have orientation for you before school starts. Hopefully you got a call, a notification. Olga, what day do we have orientation? September 7th. You're welcome to bring your child if you don't have childcare. It will be in the indoor yard. We'll just give you highlights and we'll pass out class assignments then. And if you can't make it, don't worry. You'll get a call from us. We will let you know your class assignment. So please do not worry. Everybody else, the room assignment should be on your report card. If not, reach out to Sam or call the school. We will follow up or email me. We'll follow up. The reason why we don't assign teachers is that, you know, throughout the summer, we make a lot of changes depending on the need of the students and depending on the teacher's license. So the room number is pretty set. The teachers, like, we're still fine tuning it because we have the nicest lab test scores. So there will be some movement. Okay. I have three. Oh, Sam. Okay.
刚刚呢，校长说到了这一个，就是说，上课就是开学以后呢，小孩子需要的一些的文具啊，一些上课的用的这一些东西呢，他都不用买，因为我们呢，为什么呢？我们学校已经都给他们买了。那唯一的就是希望呢，你们呢给孩子呢去买一个书包，这个书包就是他们自己喜欢的书包和一个水瓶。这个水瓶子呢，就是我们平常像运动用的那种，就是我们可以自己装水喝的那种水瓶。但我们的学校呢，就每一层楼都有这一个过滤器，它这个过滤水的装水的滤水器，它以后呢就是可以让他们自己装水喝。所以呢唯一的就是说3K 啊 ,pre-K 啊和 kindergarten 呢，就是说幼儿园的，就是三四五岁的孩子上课呢，唯一可能我们要求的就是买他那个小床单，小床单就是他们午睡用的，然后呢一个小的被子，就是小小的那种或者是毯子，就让他们盖着睡觉，和一个小枕头。除此以外呢，其他的东西都不需要买。但是如果那个小床单确实买不来的话，那我们学校可以帮忙去买，这个是没有任何问题。至于说到开学的时候呢，他们这一些上学要做的事情呢，还有这个科目啊、课程啊这一些东西呢，需要你们家长配合的东西呢，就是说会在9月7号呢，我们有一个开学迎新会。意思是说老师会跟家长们说一下，就是孩子的这一些就是上课的一些需要。这个迎新会的是在9月7号。如果说你们实在来不了，那我们的学校呢会有会打电话通知你们这个你们的需要，或者你们需要配合什么事情。如果你们确实还是没有接到我们电话的话，你可以直接打电话找我 Sam。 那以后呢你们 问我你们有什么需要，如果说我没有接到电话，你也可以直接打到我们或学校办公室，他们也会告诉你你们的需要或者你们有什么问题也可以询问的。
OK orientation schedule 3K pre-K kindergarten and first grade. If you can make it, it will be in-house in the indoor yard September 7th. You'll meet the teachers then, you'll learn about the curriculum and the programs that your child will be participating in. Depending on the grade, there'll be different enrichment activities and they'll share that with you. Second grade to fifth grade, your orientation will be the following week and you will have your orientation in the classroom with your child's classroom teacher. We will post all this. So if you don't catch everything, don't worry. I am a fast talker. Sam? Oh, wait.
那这个延伸会的呢?
Ms. Lipsky left me one more note. If you can't attend the orientation, the teacher will contact you, one-on-one. So don't worry. The teacher will do outreach. Okay, Sam, all yours.
刚刚说到的，我们就是说九月七号呢，就有3K pre-K kindergarten， 就是三四五岁班的，还有这一个一年级的。这个迎新会呢，到时候呢，你们会跟老师见面，老师会告诉你们这个一年下来他们给孩子准备的这一个课程啊，各方面啊的和学习的方向。然后呢，就在这一个第二个星期呢，就是十二这个是在十二号，在第二个星期呢，就有二年级、三年级、四年级和五年级，那个迎新会呢，就会在这一个他们的班房里面，你孩子的班房里面和老师见面。同样的，老师会告诉你们这个孩子今年就是下来他们给孩子准备的这一个课程和学习方向，和一些他们的考试啊各方面的这一些要学习的事情。如果说到时候还有就是刚刚就是说，如果说你们没有办法来，那放心，都大家都不要紧张。如果这个会议你们来不了的话，我们的老师会打电话给你一对一的，在电话里面讲解一些你们需要知道的信息。
Okay, I'm going to just give you some logistics. Arrival, 3K.Pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade, you will come into Hester Street. We have permission to shut down the Hester Street between Orchard and Ludlow for arrival and dismissal. And I know many of you come with strollers. So you will come in through Hester Street, which is the main entrance. We will post this on the website so that you don't have to worry.And we will have a lot of staff members out front that day to direct you. Second, third, fourth, and fifth grade, you will come into Orchard Street. So we'll have two arrival spots, 3K, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, Hester Street, second, third, fourth, and fifth, Orchard Street. The school opens at 8:00. It's grab and go breakfast, which meansbreakfast will be set up by the doorway. And when your child comes in, they grab a breakfast. It'll be bagged. And at 8:20, when the teacher picks them up, they'll have breakfast in the classroom while they do their morning meeting, listen to current events. So it'll be grab and go breakfast. Dismissal location, 3K pre-K kindergarten and first grade,they will be dismissed in the outdoor yard on Ludlow Street. And second, third, fourth, and fifth grade will be dismissed on Orchard Street. We are reserving Hester Street for the after-school programs when they leave the building so that there won't be a backlog of bodies trying to leave the building. We will post this also. And I know you're dropping questions on the chat. I'll get to them soon. Sam, can you talk about arrival and dismissal? And don't worry if there's confusion. Probably for the first 2 weeks, once again, we'll have staff out to direct you on where to pick up your child. Just be prepared. Like I think in most schools, the first 2 weeks is a little chaotic. But we'll all get the hang of it. Sam?
刚刚校长说的是上课的地点呢就是 3K Pre-K Kindergarten 一年级就我学校的 HIST 街这个正门这个进来早上8点开始那然后呢在门口呢我们是有着一个早餐他们可以拿早餐拿了以后呢到课室里面呢就是8:21的时候呢老师开始上课就会有个早课会就是说老师会跟他们讲一天下来的事情啊或者一些信息这个时候呢他们可以同时吃一个早餐这个然后呢就是二年级三年级四年级和五年级的就是从阿雀街哪一边进去就是我们旁边那个侧门的一边这边进来同样的都是有早餐可以拿的放学呢我们呢就是说就有一点点不一样 3K Pre-K Kindergarten 一年级是在那个 Lalo Street 就是我们有一个操场在外面的那个后面这一个旁边那个门口那这个呢从这边出去然后呢2345年级的从 Orchard 街这一边街就是他早上2345年级早上哪里进来哪里出去然后呢因为呢正门呢我们就是有这个after school 就是下午那个补习班他们补习学校呢有一些是其他地方过来接这个孩子所以呢正门呢就让他们从这一边正门接走孩子那就分成三批了就是说一部分就是说就是低年级的一年级以下父母接的就是从我们的这个操场这一边这个方向这个街那路街这一边接走然后呢二三四五年级高年级的就是从这一个我们阿雀街这个门接走正门就是这个 after school 这个下午补习班的这个学校接走
Oh Kristen thank you yeah arrival is 8:00 dismissal is at 2:40 I forgot to mention that dismissal is the same as the previous years it's 2:40Okay, we have, I'm going to share some news about construction. As if you live by in the neighborhood, you walk by, we're under scaffolding. We will have scaffolding from the second floor all the way up to the rooftop. This is a work that has been planned. It's been delayed because of COVID. So now I think they're starting projects in all the schools. If you walk around,probably every other school is on the scaffolding. We have Joanne O'Neill, our custodial engineer, who's been on top of them. We have use of the backyard. It is compromised, but we were quite fortunate. Scott Conti, the building principal of Seward Park, has assured us that we will have time slots to use the new field that belongs to them. So we're working out scheduling. We'll have access because he'll actually give PS42 a key to use the spot. So we'll be sharing the new field at Seward Park with the Seward Park campus. That will really help us being that our yard is compromised. This year also, many of the families in the lower grades, you're familiar with NYU Dental, they come in every year and they do dental screening and they provide treatment. Is it fluoride treatment, Olga? The sealant, it's the sealant. It was always for the lower grades. This year it will be, if they received the grant, it's been expanded. They will be able to do dental screening for the entire school and provide sealant services. And if families do not have, insurance, they have funding to cover the procedure. Sam?
刚刚说到了，就是说这个 NYU。
Can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. 刚刚说到的就是说我们学校的这一个装修。那装修呢，就是我们那个Mr. O'Neill 呢，他就是一直帮我们这一个就是我们一直等着等着，但是他帮我们这个monitor， 就是跟我们一直控制这一个装修做的挺好的。那因为装修的问题呢，我们后压的暂时不能用。那这个后面的这一个地方呢，就是说我们那个操场它用不了，但是呢，我们呢跟这个数位化那个校长呢，他们他对我们挺好的，他就说呢，他数位化他有一个这一个新的这一个操场的这个他们在使用，给我们一条锁匙，但是我们有跟他再商量一下这个时间表，就是说在他们没有使用的情况下，我们学校可以用他这一个操场。作为我们暂时使用，他们给我们一条锁匙，我们可以开门进去的。那然后呢，后面呢就是说NYU 就是他的那个牙科，给我们呢每年呢都是当我们学校呢给孩子做这个牙齿封闭，就是说不会蛀牙，不容易蛀牙的那个牙齿封闭之。但是呢，今年有可能得到的这一个他们这个funding会可能增加，就是说他们资金如果增加的话，有可能会给我们全校，因为之前是做低年级的，但现在如果今年呢资金能申请到更多的资金的话呢，就可能帮我们全校做。然后呢，如果说孩子们没有这一个医疗保险的话他们是会想办法帮你付这个费用的。
OK I am now going to talk about our school connects. It is now called Snap Connect. If you're new to the school, download Snap Connect, or maybe you could type that in, okay? Once you download it, I don't know. Ms. Lipsky, you want to talk about this? Because I'm going to mess it up and everybody's going to download the wrong thing. Okay, I'm going to go on mute. She's going to talk.
那校长本来想说一下这个 School Connect 变成了 Snap Connect， 但是现在我们副校长跟你们讲一下这个 Snap Connect。
Thanks, Sam. Hi, everyone. I did send out an invite a few minutes before this meeting to all new families and families that are not on our messaging app. I put the name of it in the chat. It's called Snap Connect.It's a free messaging app, and it's our best way of communicating with teachers, with administration, with Sam. And we love it because on our end, we'll get it in English, but on the family end, you can write in any language to us and then we'll translate it. It's, if you have Facebook, it's like a Facebook feed on the homepage. We'll share pictures of what's going on in the building and news.Please, I do ask that once you download it, change your settings to get the alerts so that you don't miss things that are coming in. We're happy to help you get on, and you can reach out to me via email or call the school. We'll help you get on also. I see that some folks didn't get it. I'll resend it or I'll reach out to you directly. Don't worry about it. I check every day the first month of school to see who's not on. I'll come after you if you're not on. So don't worry.
好，刚刚副校长说呢，我们呢原来学校的用的那个 APP 的叫做 School Connects， 但是呢，之前在前面呢，我们校长说过了，这个他们的公司呢把这一个产品呢就卖了给另外一家公司，依然呢叫使用，只是名字改成了 Snap Connects。以后呢，刚刚的副校长呢在我们开会以前呢，发放了一些这个新给邀请给这一个新的我们这个家庭，因为呢你们要下载这个 app。这个 app 的用处呢挺好的，因为呢这个 app 呢可以跟我们学校的老师或者是我们办公室的人员跟副校长跟校长啊，你都可以跟他有需要的话你可以咨询一些问题啊，聊天啊，就是说还有呢副校长呢会几乎每天呢跟大家呢联系，然后呢还有 在上面呢我们可以发放一些这个照片啊或者一些信息啊让他大家知道我们学校发生的事情和情况。希望呢大家在下载了以后呢先把这一个最主要的就把这一个设定里面设置的把这一个他们会发有一个叫 notification, 或者叫做通知。那就是说大家可以知道因为 每当我们发放信息或者我们找家长聊天或者我们需要和家长联系的时候他就会弹出来，哎，告诉你，哎，有新的信息啊，或者有谁在这个 APP 上面有信息需要找你。那然后呢，如果你们有任何需要呢，你们都可以找到我们。因为呢，这一个，而且你们不用担心，它一个好处就是说，你如果不会英语没有关系，你跟我们任何一个人说话或者聊天，你们打字进去以后，这个APP 呢有一个就是翻译功能，这个翻译功能呢，它可以直接翻译成你们或者我们的语言，就是你们可以打你们的语言进去，以后我们看到的是我们自己设定的语言，就是我们会看的语言，所以这一个是一个很方便的一个联系工具。希望大家呢就可以下载这一个。如果说您没有收到我们副校长的刚刚的邀请而下载的话，不用担心，我们会一个一个的去确认谁还没在上面。如果你们没有在上面的话呢，我们会找你帮助你申请就是帮助你们下载啊，或者你们有不懂的地方可以找我们。或者说你们可以直接找我们约个时间，我们可以帮助你下载和申请这个户口。
I am going to respond to some questions on the Google form and then I'll respond to the questions on the chat. The first question is when will provided info and schedules become available for children with IEPs? Give us at least 2 weeks. The hardest part about giving you a set schedule is that the providers have to meet with the teachers and make sure that they're not pulling your child out from receiving instruction in core curriculum and sort of matching it up to their lunch schedule and when they get their specialty area. So give us a week or two. Our service providers are very on top of it. They start scheduling the first day.
To go.
Oh, okay. Sam?
Yes, 刚刚呢有一个问题呢校长就是回应的就是这个 IEP 的问题啊。那 IEP 的什么时候我们可以知道他们的正常的一些时间表和这个各方面的需要的什么校长就说又给我们大概1到2个星期的时间，因为我们这一些 IEP 的老师呢都在想办法跟他们控制这个时间和这个给他们编排，所以虽有一点点时间，但是他们现在正在努力去安排，比如说他们做午饭啊，或者是各方面的这个上课啊，他们的按照他们每个人不一样的需要安排时间表，所以给我们1到2个星期的时间去安排一下。
Okay, second question, how can we request dietary needs for the school menu? Email me. And I will follow up with the kitchen manager. I know there was a request for kosher meals. We've already forwarded that. The kitchen manager knows and he has to notify his supervisor in school foods. I would suggest if your child has specific dietary needs, send in lunch with them for at least the first 2 weeks, which means Thursday, Friday, and the following week. So that the kitchen can get organized and then we should be set. Sam?
Yes. 就是说我们怎么样去要求一个特殊的这个 这个饮食习惯，因为有的人因为各方面的原因，他们有不一样的饮食习惯。那这个饮食习惯呢，你们可以写一个 email 给校长，校长呢就会把他们的需要，或者家长对这个孩子的需要呢，告诉我们的这一个厨房。那厨房呢，他的厨房主管呢，就会跟教育局里面他们的就是他们的上司里面就回应这个问题，因为不一样的饮食习惯，他们需要这个进来的食物是不一样的，所以说呢，头一个星期到头两个星期，就是下开学以后的开学以后两天加上下个星期，你们先给孩子自己可最好是能够给孩子自己的就是带一个午饭，就是他们的午餐，这样子呢，他们就可以起码就是在这两个星期里面饮食习惯上不用去改变这样是符合他们的饮食习惯。然后希望在这个时间里面我们能解决这个，就是说他们就应该就会解决这个问题，那到时候厨房就会有他们的按照他们的饮食习惯来为他们准备他们的午餐。
OK, you know what, I left out a very important announcement. 3K and pre-K for the first 2 days, September 8th and 9th, it'll be staggered schedule. Your child's day will start at 8:30 and it will end at 12:30. We will allow you to bring the child up to the classroom. You'll wait outside on Hester Street until about like 8:25, 8:30, and we'll let you escort your child up and you can come in between 12 to 12:30 for pickup. And this is only for Thursday and Friday. And starting the following Monday, September 12th, it will be a full day. Ms. Lipsky, if you could just put that in the chat, okay? Sam?
刚刚校长说的，我们漏了一个很重要的一个信息哈。3K pre-K 呢，它是有一个时间特殊的两天，就是说开学的星期四和星期五，8号和9号这两天呢，他们上课时间呢是8点半到12点半。我们呢可以让家长呢把孩子呢带到他们的课室里面。这样子呢就是安排只有这两天。还有呢就是说他们的接孩子的时间呢可以12点左右到学校接孩子。只有两天，所以然后呢第二个星期，就是开学以后的第二个星期，就是12号开始。对 ,12 号开始呢就是他正常上课，也是早上8点20分到2点40分。只有头两天这个只有特别是而且只有是 3K 和 PreK 的学生，就是三岁班和四岁班的学生。
Okay, the last question concerns assignments for kindergarten. Once again, we will give you your child's classroom assignment, kindergarten assignment during orientation. And if you can't attend, we'll give you a call to let you know. I'm going to go down the chat now.
那另外一个问题就是那个孩子的作业，孩子的作他们的作业呢就会在这一个 orientation， 就是那个我们的迎新会里面呢，迎新会里面呢，老师会跟大家讲解。如果说你不能来，那我们会打电话找你，跟你讲解一下他们的作业范围。
Okay. Amen. What about when you send a letter? I'm waiting for your letter, your snail mail. let me go on. Hi, Corey. Thank you, Kenzie Chan, Kenzie's family. Anyhow, I'm going to keep going. Okay. I am up to question at 9:20 from Sana. Do we send them with lunchbox to school, 3K? No. We serve breakfast, lunch, and snack. And it's family style in the classroom. So there's food starting from day one. Snack, we're part of the fresh fruit and vegetable program, which means that Your child will get a fresh fruit or vegetable every day as a snack between, if they have early lunch, they'll get it in the afternoon. If they have late lunch, they'll get it in the morning. If you want to send snack in with your child, that is fine. Healthy snacks, that does not include chocolate, dark chocolate, although I know the benefits of dark chocolate, no chips, and beverage of choice at 42 always, besides milk that we have, or if lunch they have juice, will always only be water. No tea with milk, no bubble tea, no tea from Dunkin' Donuts, no vitamin water, just water. Sam, you go.
OK, 刚刚一个问题就是，9:20的这个问题啊，大家就是要不要给孩子带这个午餐盒？这个不用，我们有早餐、午餐盒这一个零食。我们呢学校是这个新鲜水果蔬菜零食的这一个课程的一个部分。那所以呢，他们呢就会有新鲜水果蔬菜作为这个零食。 如果说他们是说很晚吃午饭的话呢，那我们的就是他们迟吃午餐的，我们他会早一点点拿到这一个零食。如果他们是早吃这个午餐的话呢，那他们的零食就会被安排到迟一点点再拿到。至于你们想给孩子带零食的话，可以啊，但是我们只建议家长给孩子带健康零食，就健康零食不包括巧克力。 或者是说那个黑巧克力，还有就是薯片啊、糖果这些，我们都不建议你们给孩子带来这些。至于说喝的饮料方面呢，我们是建议孩子喝水，或者学校牛奶，还有这个果汁，这个呢，这个什么这个营养水呀，这个什么茶啊、奶茶啊，这个。 还有这个甜的饮料啊，这一些的，都不是建议大家给孩子带上这一些到学校，因为这个都不属于健康的零食范围之内。哎。Sorry,
as I'm looking at the questions, Ms. Lipsky and I are sort of making rapid decisions. I am on to the next one at 9:22. Malik, hello, will you have early morning drop off? We open the door at 8 o'clock, so that's the earliest you can drop off. I'm sorry, but that's what we submitted, and we find that that is the best. The school day starts at 8:20. That means at 8:20, the teachers will be downstairs in front of your child, and they will be escorting them up. 8 o'clock, we open the door. So 8 o'clock, your child comes in, they will have assigned spots to sit in the cafeteria and indoor yard. 8:20, the teacher will bring them right up to the classroom. So the doors open at 8 for everyone. The day starts at 8:20. So if you're, if you can't make it here at 8, that's fine. You have to 8:20.
OK，Sam，sorry，you have to answer that one。哦，it's fine。这个家长呢问了一个问题，就是说有没有提早把孩子送到学校？我们学校最早让孩子进门口的是8点钟，我们8点钟就开始把门打开的，就让孩子进来。以后呢，他们呢每一个班级的都有一个地方，就是在这一个饭堂和这一个室内操场上面。 让他们在那边等待老师。学校呢是正式上课时间是8:20，到8:20呢就会把孩子到这下面呢操场里面，就是室内操场和这一个饭堂，就会把孩子带上课室里面，这个是正式的上课时间。如果说8点钟到不了，那就8:20之前。 到学校，这样子的，所以说学校的正式的上课时间是8:20，我们之前呢就已经把这一个时间表递交了，因为我们发现呢，就是说，最好的时间是 8点钟开门，让孩子进来。
Okay. The next one, Christina, will pre-K also be dropping off at 8 a.m. this year? For the first 2 days, we will ask you to escort your child up to the classroom. We will let you in at 8:30. Pickup will be 12:30. Starting Monday, September 12th, you can drop off at 8 a.m. Please keep in mind that we don't let adults in the building. We will have plenty of staff members to support. If a pre-K or 3K is having a hard time, then we'll probably let you comfort them for a bit. But the whole point of this is gaining independence. And, you know, we feel for the security for the rest of the children, and the, you know, having an adult in is, you know, quite difficult. I wanna make sure that it's only staff members in the indoor yard, because arrival time is chaotic and we have several hundred students waiting to be picked up. Sam?
Yes, 刚刚呢这一个家长呢问了一个问题，就是说能不能提早就是还是这一个问题，早一点点送到学校这个时间呢还是今年是不是八点钟，其实只有头两天，刚刚前面说过只有头两天，星期四星期五，我们是希望呢 3K 和 pre-K 呢是八点半送到学校，以后我们呢让家长送到他们的课室里面，只有头两天。但是如果说这个小孩子因为年龄太小，还这个年龄呢会有点点早上上课闹脾气，那我们呢是有工作人员呢可以陪同他们到他们的课室。如果实在不行的话呢，我们会让家长呢先给家长一点点时间，给他们帮助他们慢慢的冷静下来以后再去上课。因为呢学校的毕竟呢有很多的学生在这一边，我们有好几百号学生，那呢为了其他学生和整个学校的安全，所以呢我们并不能让家长们这个成年人这个大人呢进来这个学校这个是没有办法的事情，因为是一个安全的考虑。
Okay, all right, the next one is Claudia's 923. Do we have to fill out health forms? No, no more health forms. So that answers so many of these questions. No more health forms. We're going to be saving a lot of trees. And my Xerox machine won't break down. So, okay, share that, Sam.
刚刚这一个问题呢就是说今年呢有没有我们那个健康检查表，那以前呢我们每天上课的都有填一个健康检查表，但今年开始呢就没有填这个健康检查表了那个是一个很好的消息，因为呢我们呢就不用一直砍树了，还有就是我们的这一个复印机也省了很多油墨，和这个复印机不用再维修了，因为一天有日印很多的复印很多的这一个健康检查表，但今年呢是没有了，没有再填这个健康检查表了。
Okay, Christina, I know you have a question about your registration documentation. Miss Nina will reach out to you. For everyone else on this, if you started the registration process and you didn't submit all your documents yet, please send them to Miss Nina. Sam?
刚刚呢一个家长呢问的是一些document 呢，就是说他那个文件啊能有没有就是已经 email 了给我和 Nina。那如果说呢你们还有什么欠没有交的这一些文件啊所有事情呢，你们可以直接email 给我或者是 Nina， 那然后呢我们会或者我们会找你的要这一些文件。尽快可以的话呢就 email 给我们，我们可以尽快给你们做这个手续。
Okay, where am I up to? Oh, okay, 928 from Casey, Kenzie Chan. When do you anticipate construction to end? Not for another 2-3 years. They're doing the roof, then they're going to work on the foundation.And then they're changing out the windows. So about 2-3 years, which is about right for most types of this type of construction. But we do have a grant to redo the play space after they're done with construction. That in itself is a two to three year wait for the grant to come through. So it all works out. Sam?
Yeah, 刚刚呢，那个问呢，就是一个家长问呢，就是我们这个装修什么时候会做好呢？这个装修啊，大概2到3年吧。因为呢，他们做完我们的屋顶以后呢，还要做我们的地基部分做完了以后呢，还要给我们换整个学校的窗户。那这个再开呢，要前前后后大概2到3年。
And you're breaking up.
Oh, that's it. 这个整整大概要2到3年，因为做完屋顶以后呢，要给我们做地基部分，地基部分做完以后呢，还要给我们换窗户。而且这个资金来源呢，就是说他们差不多前后就是2-3年的时间，所以说整个过程是刚好是2-3年。
Okay, Sadiq Akal, we responded already. Olga will reach out to you. We're down to 9:34, Ryan. We already addressed this. Let's go down to 9:43. What time is lunch for first grade? Whoops, Ms. Lipsky, do you have the lunch schedule? I'll mute. Ms. Lipsky will post the lunch schedule. Annie. next one, where are the drop-off places and times for each grade? Shoots. 3K, pre-K, K, and one will be in the outdoor yard. Second grade to fifth grade will be on Orchard Street. So, your family will be on Orchard Street. It'll be easy. Okay, we did health forms. Okay, we're back. We're down to 9:47 for 3K. Do 3K kids have to be potty trained? No, we're working on that when they start school, if they're not. You could send in diapers. We do have diapers here, but if you have a specific diaper you want us to use, yes, please send it in. Sam, your turn.
刚刚这个到我们9:47的时候，3K 就是3岁孩子呢，是不是有他们已经有训练了，他自己去洗手间了？不用，我们这个部分呢也是在我们包括他们让他们这个独立学习的范围之内。但是呢，你有就是我们学校也有这个6步诗，但是呢，如果说你们有觉得。 一些就是更喜欢他们用自己的牌子的话呢，那你们就可以把这一些你们自己的这一些料布斯，这个让孩子带进来，那我们就用你带进来的这个料布斯。Okay,
we are down to 9:49. Azuki, Yamashita, I hope I'm saying this right, and I apologize. Kindergarten drop off in the morning. You come in through Hester Street, main entrance. Michelle, 9:54. Don't worry about school supplies, Michelle. We have everything that Ethan needs. The only thing you should send him to school with is a backpack or bag of his choice and a water bottle filler, a water bottle.
Refillable
water bottle. That's the only thing we've purchased. Everything, Sam, or did I? You have to do the kindergarten drop off and then the school supply. Sorry.
Kindergarten drop off 就是五岁班的，就是3-5岁班的这一个3K pre-K kindergarten 还有1年级，就是在我们进来是在这个正门，就这个 Hester Street 这边进来，然后呢接走呢是从这个。 Ludlow Street， 从 Ludlow Street 接走，然后呢， 以下再上去的就是在 Orchard Street 这一边接走，早上送来也是 Orchard Street， 接走也是 Orchard Street。然后呢，刚刚还有后面呢就问呢，就是说孩子需要买什么学校用品或者是说文具，都不要买，只要 给他买一个书包，就是小孩子的书包和一个水瓶，就是我们自己装水喝的水瓶，就是说可以喝完水以后洗干净再装水喝的那种水瓶。
Okay, how do I find out Ethan's teacher this year? You'll find out the first day. What we did was we just supply the room number. You'll get to meet them on during orientation. And down to Ryan, kids, your child's classroom number. Yes, you can email Sam and he'll tell you the classroom number. Or I don't know, Nina has that information, but email Sam, we'll respond. Okay, Sam, for both.
刚刚呢，是问呢，我们怎么知道呢？我孩子的这一个他的班房和这一个老师，那老师方面呢，我们现在呢没能确认哪一个老师在哪一个班，但是呢，你们在这一个迎新会的时候呢，你会跟老师见面，所以说你到时候你知道你的孩子哪一个老师。至于说班房方面呢，那你们可以先发一个 email 到给我，以后呢我会帮你查这个他们的班房，以后我会回复给你。所以说如果你有什么想问这孩子老师的话，这班房的话，可以email 给我，我尽可能尽快查到以后呢我再给你一个回复。
Okay, I think that ends our meeting. Two minutes away from 10. Please feel free, if you think of questions anytime, just email us. We will respond. Give us a little bit of time. We are all swamped by email, but we will respond. If you're on School Connects, just message us. All right. Have a good one. I look forward to seeing all of you next Thursday. And once again, if you have questions, just send an email in any language, figure it out, or School Connects. Sam?
Hi, 这个的我们这个会议的差不多就可以完了，因为我们差不多刚好十点钟。如果说你现在没有想到任何问题，但是稍后你想想有什么问题你想知道的话，那你们可以 email 或者Snap Connect， 就是我们那个学校的 APP， 给我们发 message， 然后呢，任何语言都行，你们是中文也行，英语也行，如果你们写的语言给我们，我们都可以翻译，但是我们尽快给你们回信息，谢谢大家，校长呢和我们呢大家的周围下个星期四，就是开学的时候和大家见面。
Hi.
Hi, Miss Lee. Hi, Mrs. Silvestro.
Hi, Owen.
Hi. Hi, Miss Lipsy.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Lamb.